We're back on the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show on regional radio. St. Genevieve winners tonight in their first playoff game against the Fredericktown Black Cats by a score of 31-7. We have Ken Wyke, head coach of the St. Genevieve Dragons, joining us now. A quick start to this one, especially on special teams. I'm sure that was a good surprise to get early on in this football game to bring the momentum on your side. Blocked punt by Evan Walker. You're able to get the tackle for loss inside the 5-yard line on their next punting attempt. What did the special teams kind of do to help key things going forward?
Just kids making plays. I mean, it was Evans was just that, you know, and we had one against him down there, you know, earlier in the season. And Evan just, he's quick, you know, you've seen him play, and he's quick off the edge, and he got a good jump on the ball and got to him. And, you know, like you said, it was a great spark for us.
Logan Gegg was able to finish it off most of the time, and he had to do a little bit more running than most games, but he was effective in that.
He was, and he's a good runner. You know, that was his forte last year. You know, he was our runner and Chad was our thrower, but Logan's mixed it up good, and, you know, he does both this year, but he's a good running back. You know, he does real good things with his legs.
What did you kind of see from some of his plays and also from Austin Bullock? Looked like the option was working a lot of time, able to get on the edge there. Were you kind of seeing something on the edge that you wanted to try and exploit?
Yeah, the option looked good, you know, just when their alignment option looked good. And option's tough to stop if you run it well, especially when you had to pitch to it, which he did, you know, tonight. If you got the triple going, that's a tough play to stop no matter what defense you're in. And you got to, you know, we don't do it a lot, so we're not as good at it as Park Hills of the world, you know, but we do a decent job with it. And I think you got athletes doing things, you know, like that, and you're kind of putting the defense on their heels. It's a good attack play.
Defensively, of course, you were able to stop Malachi Kyle pretty well, neutralize the running attack, both from him and also Evan Burrows. Probably wanted to get the shutout at the very end. They had the long pass play there, which broke up the shutout. But still a good effort defensively from your guys.
This is a great effort defensively. We give our JV guys a hard time, you know, but everybody's having fun with it. We couldn't ask more for our defense. Just, you know, when Ryan sent us to a dime early, we went with a 3-man front, and we got good pressure out of it, you know. And again, Evan and Clayton are quick off the edge, and we got some good play with our nose guard this week. And, you know, when you're getting good pressure with three, you can cover behind it pretty well. So we like that look, and it worked pretty good for us tonight.
This game 3 weeks ago was a bit of a shootout. I mean, there were some scoring plays and some good offensive momentum on both sides. To get that kind of defensive pressure in playoff time and you know, cold conditions and whatnot, to get that kind of support, how does it feel as a head coach when you see that out on the field?
Oh, it feels great. You know, and it's a mentality you want your defense to have. And, you know, we preach it and we've been talking about it, and we think we've got the capability of it. You know, our kids can play fast. We're not real big, but they want to play fast on defense, and they showed tonight they can do it. So we've got to keep that mentality, and that's how we've got to play defensively. You know, we're not good if we don't. We're not good sitting and catching. We've got to go after people and take shots, and you know, and it's fun. They like doing it, you know, and when you're bringing people and doing stunts and things like that. So it's a fun game to play, and it's a fun game to watch.
Well, usually year after year, you're going to have to go through Park Hills Central to try and get a district title, and it'll be the same thing this year, going to Park Hills after their win tonight. What do you kind of remember from that game as you kind of put together a rough game plan now after this win tonight?
I don't remember. That was a long time ago for me. I'm getting old. I don't remember that far back. It's going to be a physical game. It's going to be a well-coached team that we're going over there to face, and, you know, it's at their place. So we're going to have to play real well. We want our kids to go over there excited. We want our kids to go over and play fast and, you know, hopefully make something happen.
Appreciate the time, Coach. Congrats on the win.
Thank you very much.
Ken Wyke, head coach of the St. Genevieve Dragons, joining us on the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show. Fredericktown and St. Genevieve playing on the field tonight, and it's St. Genevieve getting the victory 31-7, advancing to take on Central next week in the district semifinals. Back after this on the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show.